listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, February 28th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hidey ho.
Friday.
Friday. Happy Friday, y'all.
Some random facts for ya.
Random fact Friday.
There's a city called Rome in every continent besides Antarctica. There's even a few here in the United States.
Huh.
There's also one in Ecuador, Australia, Indonesia, Lesotho, and of course Italy. There's Rome in Italy. Where's Lesotho? I don't know. Anyway. When in Rome, right?
When
just
in
depends
Rome.
Which Rome. Bohemian Rhapsody started the music video trend. Queen made, of course, a promotional video for the song in 1975, long before there was an MTV.
Wow.
And it was such a hit that the record company started making these promotional videos for all hit songs.
Oh.
And then, you know, 6 years later or 5 years later, there they are. Boom, I want my MTV. And now today it's like, MTV, music, what's that?
Right.
The first missing child on a milk carton. Where the hell do I get these things? 12-year-old John Ghosh from West Des Moines, Iowa. He went missing in 1982. He was on a milk carton in 1984. And sadly, he's never been found.
So, well, that's sad.
I know. Sad emoji. Maybe he changed his identity and he's living a calm, cool, collected life in Rome, Arkansas. All right.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if there's a Rome, Arkansas or not. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, you know, some more discussion about our national nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Long, drawn-out
long
national nightmare.
Oh, man. Has it been over? It's been almost a year.
Is that so, it?
Yeah, I think it started in March of last year.
It seems so much
longer
than
that. In the back
of
my mind, March 20th. I don't know. I remember dates like that, kind of.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin's attorneys uncovered evidence that might prove she didn't know that she and hubby Massimo were bribing college officials.
What?
I didn't know I was bribing people. There's no bribing in college admissions.
Right.
Well, their lawyers...
No.
Their lawyers say they just received notes from the prosecutors that were written by the ringleader of the operation,
yeah.
Rick Singer.
Uh-huh.
The notes detail conversations he had with parents after he got caught and started cooperating with the FBI.
Yeah.
So Singer claims that parents didn't know what they were doing was illegal because he didn't tell them that their money was going to be used for bribes.
Why would he say that?
Instead, he characterized them as donations.
Hmm.
But he says the FBI told him to lie about it. Now, if this is true...
Wow.
It could be a break for the Giannullis. However, this still doesn't excuse the whole photo of their daughters being on the road.
Well, that's true, but still... If they threw out the $500,000 part, you know, that might reduce their sentence to a smaller.
But the rowing thing is still, you got to know that.
Yeah, but you know what? The judges.
That was cheating.
In my mind, I think, and I heard this originally, the judges are taking the amount of money that you put into this project and they're going to sentence accordingly. Not that they were the most. I think there was a Chinese business person who put like $6 million into this thing. Yeah, with Singer. But that's interesting. If the FBI coaxed Singer into telling people that it was a donation, not a bribe, then that involves the FBI into this whole thing. Uh-huh. And hello, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
It's okay to pretend your girls are on the rowing team. It's okay to cheat.
No, I think they'll get.
We
I
just
think
can't
they'll
do
get
bribes.
Their hands slapped for this. But I don't think now that they're going to get any jail time. I don't know. No. This is like you. I mean, you got to throw stuff like this out when the FBI gets involved and they taint, you know, evidence and everything else. Come on, that's a mistrial. Mistrial.
Well, Lori and Massimo's trial date has been set for later on this year.
Uh huh.
Yawn. October 5th.
Oh, wow. That's a long time away.
Yeah. Huh. Not so long.
I don't know. Well, they got plenty of time to get their defense together, so.
I guess.
Huh.
There's still the chitty part.
Now, I think, I know, but now I don't think they're going to do any time at all. I think that this case gets thrown out of court. I think all of them get thrown out of court.
Well,
the FBI meddled. The government cannot meddle.
Which I don't
meddle.
Even get why they would say do that meddling thing. I don't get it.
I don't know. If he can prove it, he may go home too. I think he's serving a few years behind bars. Quite a few, as a matter of fact, I think.
Well, we've already had Rick one Singer. Sentenced, and she already served her hard 7 days.
Well, then we had one earlier this week. It's going to serve 5 months, so.
Courtney Cox spilled the beans about friends.
Courtney Cox?
Yeah. Spilled the beans about Friends' multi-million-dollar reunion on HBO Max later this year.
How did I miss that?
Huh. Well, as we have learned, the reunion will not be scripted.
No, that sucks.
It's just a freaking clip show.
Yeah, most likely. And they're paying each like $3 to $4 million a piece to be in the same room together. And probably, okay, so they had to have they're going to have makeup and hair. And they're going to have a little, you know, chit-chat for a little while. Then they're going to turn on the cameras. And maybe they'll, and I mean, you know where this is going. Then they'll have them sit in front of the confession camera one head at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was so-and-so.
It doesn't make me want to subscribe to HBO Max.
No, I don't care.
So Courtney was hiking with Kevin Nealon on his Hiking with Kevin show.
Oh,
it's kind of a
take on
Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee show.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's pretty popular.
So during the show, Courtney said this:
when we get together, which is never, it only happened twice since we ended the show. It's just the most fun. We laugh so hard.
And where was it? At a restaurant or at somebody's house?
One time at my house and one time at Jen's house.
So do you think you guys would ever do a reunion?
I mean, I could say this because by the time you air this, it'll already be out, like probably later today. So don't do it before then.
Okay.
Really seriously, I get into it at all. Okay, so the exciting thing is that we're going to all get together for the first time in a room and actually talk about the show. Nice. And it's going to be on HBO Max.
That's great.
And I'm so excited.
That'll be great. We're
going to have the best time.
Only two times? They only have gotten together, all six of them, two times? Since what was it, 10 years?
So they say.
Two times. I don't buy that.
I think they got together for coffee and stuff.
I don't know.
Slumber party or something.
Once at her house and once at Jen's. I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
There's been birthdays and stuff.
Friendsgivings and...
Well, maybe there were some where some of them got together, but not all of them.
True.
They couldn't even all come together for the thing on TV that was on a few years ago.
That's true.
So, anyway, there you go. All right. Well, Courtney, you spilled the beans, by golly.
Beans have been spilled.
Beans have been spilled. And now I got to go look at that Kevin Nealon show. I like Kevin Nealon. He's a funny guy. You know who's not spilling the beans much anymore these days? I haven't heard anything out of Halle Berry in weeks. What's going on with her?
No Instas?
I haven't seen hardly anything on Insta
in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I am too.
You poor guy.
Yeah, I am. All right. Look, that's all we got for this week. We'll be back on Monday with more frivolities. Have a good weekend.
You too. And that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.